Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are counting down to mandatory minicamp for the Atlanta Falcons. A week from today. And the stories that will develop next week in that. Latest from the National Football League as we get rolling through here. We've been doing something here in the for lack of a better term, downtime, as we get ready to a mandatory minicamp. And then let's not forget that we are only 7 weeks away from the start of training camp. So that's going to come fast. The training camp thing where we're out there knocking it out with you every morning in those hot mornings out in Flowery Branch.
Yes. Flowery Branch, before you know it, it'll be hot and muggy. And there would be cotton candy being served and ice creams and whatnot and all the other accoutrements that they will have out there for the summer festivities of training camp that we will be a part of.
And in the meantime, you came up with this idea of, hey, what if we looked at every team in the division and ranked them by their different units? And we've gone through the offensive line and tight ends. We've gone through the defensive line and defensive ends, linebacker and defensive back. Wide receivers and running backs. We did the quarterbacks yesterday and ranked all the teams. And the Falcons have ranked either number one or number two in every category so far. And by the way, that's not us being homers. It's just us being what we think is an honest analysis of what we see in the division. We said Tampa Bay had on paper the best defensive line. We said that the best quarterback belonged down in the swamp. We weren't going for homer.
We're being fair, as fair as we possibly can be. You know, I'm honestly, when I made most of the picks, I really went off of last year's body of work.
Mm-hmm.
I went off of last year's body of work.
And so to that end here, we're going to take a look at the head coaches and kind of include the coordinators into this and rank the four teams as we see them when it comes to the head coaches and the coordinators. And not going deep into their staff, for example, if you start to look at, Brady Hoke being part of the staff. Now down with the Panthers there. I'm not looking at Brady Hoke being the guy. I'm just saying that it's really about the coordinators because Brady Hoke is the defensive line coach now with the Carolina Panthers. But I look at the staffs as a whole. I would say this. I begin here. The staff that is most under pressure and the staff that is number four on my list is absolutely in Tampa. I mean, Dirk Koetter, Todd Monken, and Mike Smith are under the gun. Monken had a pretty good year as the offensive coordinator last year in his second season, but Dirk Koetter was kept. Remember, Lovie Smith, and they kept Dirk Koetter because of his, quarterback whispering with Jameis Winston, and it really hasn't worked out like they had hoped with the former Falcons offensive coordinator down there.
No, it hasn't, John, and you're talking about a team that had high expectations they had high expectations last year. Didn't really work out that way. This is the year that it has to get done. And there were things that happened that were out of the control of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's what they feel was a part of the reason why they got off to or they had the season that they had. So this year, last year was a mulligan, so this year they got a fish or cut bait.
Right. I think this is a prove-it-or-lose-it year for Dirk Koetter in Tampa. I would say the same is true of Ron Rivera in Carolina. Let's not forget that Carolina, has a new owner and is going to have – brand new way of doing things here. So Ron Rivera is going to be really under the gun this year. I know they had a good year last year. Look, they had a bounce back year. You went to the Super Bowl, then you fell apart, collapsed, but they win six games, and they bounced back. Not unlike what the Falcons did 2012 and going to the NFC title game and then kind of falling apart under Mike Smith and then had the bounce back when they hired Dan Quinn. But I rank those three, four, the staff of Carolina with Norv Turner and Ron Rivera, as three, Dirk Koetter with Todd Monken and Mike Smith as four. The question is, who is the number one staff? And I think it's a really close call between Quinn and Peyton.
Yeah, if you're being fair, that you are. And for me, even though it's been a long time, Super Bowls carry weight. They carry a lot of weight. Super Bowl championships carry a lot of weight. And that's why it's a toss-up. But let's just, to be fair, I think it's probably 1A and 1B. Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints. It just all depends on where you want to put who's A or who's B.
Right.
I think that as a staff, and I'm talking about Marquand Manuel and those guys that, and I'm throwing the defense in there because I'm, you know, defense helps win championships. Atlanta Falcons defense, to me right now, as constructed, is better than the Saints defense on paper right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking a little bit of last year and some of the success that they had. They got some ballers down there in New Orleans, no question about that. But I'm leaning more towards the Atlanta Falcons defense in this sense. And I would probably say Coach Quinn and his staff are nudging them with 1A. They're 1A. And I guess New Orleans would be number two. And that's not me being a homer. That's not me being a homer at all. I would say New Orleans coaching staff would be a number two right now.
Well, Pete Carmichael has been the offensive coordinator in New Orleans forever, it seems. And, of course, it's pretty good. It's pretty easy. It's always like they say, what would Belichick be like if he was the, you know, the head coach in back in Cleveland? Wouldn't he want any good, remember? Because he had Tom Brady. Well, Pete Carmichael's had Drew Brees. I mean, that makes it easy to be an offensive coordinator when you got that guy. But having said that, Dennis Allen, the defense coordinator, has been challenged because he hasn't had very good talent. And so, that's the case. Of course, Peyton has something that Dan Quinn doesn't. We all understand that. He has that piece of hardware that Dan Quinn doesn't have.
And that's why when I was saying it, I was hedging a little bit because, again, Super Bowls carry weight. And mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Right.
But if you're being fair, if you want to talk about the most recent Super Bowl appearance, the Falcons have that. Granted, it wasn't what we wanted it to be, but still,
mm-hmm.
they have the most recent Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, and there's no doubt in my mind that the Falcons have the best defensive assistant staff, maybe in the NFL. I mean, it's really a great staff. Marquand Manuel has grown into a – look, I think we need to start prepping for something.
What's that?
Marquand Manuel last year in Atlanta.
Come on, John. He's only been defense coordinator 1 year.
I'm telling
time.
You, I think no, that there are a lot of people looking at him as a head coach.
No, he's probably on the list of hot up and coming talent. But at least give him 2 years here. At least.
Like I don't want him to go anywhere.
No, I'm just saying before you put him on the list of the short list of coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll get his. He's definitely going to get his chance. He's definitely going to get his chance to run his own team. I definitely see that. I just don't think it's going to be anytime soon. It won't be any time in the next couple of years because I think he'll be here. Because you look at – one could argue that, you know, he inherited a defense and he inherited some players, even though it's, you know, Coach Quinn and, it's a new staff and everything. But, yes, to your point, he will be on a list, a short list of hot young coordinators in a couple of years.
Let me expand this out. It might not just be the NFL where there are people going to be knocking on his door. I mean, maybe colleges looking at Marquand Manuel too.
You are at the pinnacle right now. I don't think you're going to – I don't think if the new team in Birmingham, Alabama, the new AAF team or whatever if they call him and they say they want him to be the head coach, I don't think he's going to jump the NFL to go to Birmingham and be the head coach of that team. I don't think he's going to do that.
Emmanuel, of course, Bryant Young, I think, did a very good job last year, and we know how impactful Jeff Ulbricht has been as the linebackers coach. And it's just on the other side of the ball that there's a lot of show me with the Atlanta Falcons staff. I mean, Steve Sarkisian is going to be under a little pressure this year.
He's got to show me. And not only that, John, talking about Coach Manuel a little bit, you got to think when Coach Manuel, say, for instance, if he does get called up for a head coach's job, he's going to pilfer most of the coach's staff from here.
Yeah, true.
So you know what I'm saying? You don't want that to happen just yet. You want him to have
To happen at all.
No, but I'm just saying, when that happens,
it's
going to be some coaches that's going to go. Like, I think Coach Auburn could probably be gone.
Well, look what Shanahan did when he went to San Francisco.
You're going
to
snatch some of these coaches. Right. Be like, yo, dog, I want you to come with me. You don't want that. You don't want that just yet.
No, I don't want it for a long time. I mean, I'm not asking for it.
It's going to happen.
But I just think that his stock has risen dramatically and fast.
I would agree, especially when you take a defense from where, the middle of the road defense to the top 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is, look, Dan Quinn, who was a defensive coordinator, whose stock rose fast, right? 2 years as a defensive coordinator in Seattle. Next thing you know, he's head coach in Atlanta. And he took that defense 32-16 to top 10. And those are the first 3 years. And let's see what he's got now in this fourth season here. Does this defense become a top five defense in the NFL? I think it does. I think it takes a huge leap up and it becomes a top five defense.
Yeah, but a part of that has it depends on the kind of start that they get. You know, you're playing against a tough team in the beginning of the season, and you want to get off to a great start, and that kind of helps you, you know, maintain that top five defense status, because as you can see last year, they made some huge strides, especially towards the end of the season. So you want to get off to a good start.
All right, so you helped me in my rankings here, because I had Ron Rivera and his staff at 3 and Dirk Cutter and his staff at 4.
Yes.
And I had a tie for first, but now I've undone the tie, and I've gone to 1A and 1B. My 1A is Sean Payton, because he's got the ring.
You got Payton number one?
Yeah, because he's got the ring. And Quinn number two. I mean, I think it's a dead heat. But that one little piece of hardware, yeah.
To be fair, yeah. If that's the deciding factor, yes. The hardware does make a difference. Even though it's been a few years removed from that, the hardware does make a huge difference when you're talking about, you know, coaches and who has the better coaching staff. So yeah, I would have to agree with that.
So Coach Quinn, I'm not gonna say you have the number one coach in the division.
You gotta get a ring.
Yeah, you know, I don't want you to get the big head here.
Because rings matter to us. They might not matter to most of the players, but they matter to us.
They matter to us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.